Federal News Radio's Jason Miller at ELC Still, and I asked him to define workplace as a service.
Well, it's the idea of having everything you need in, at your workplace in the cloud. So a virtual desktop, meaning you don't have a hard computer hard drive underneath your by your knees. It's all in the cloud. Mobile devices, apps. It's the way to push the cost to the vendor because you're taking advantage of the shared infrastructure. Now, DHS will do this with in their own personal or private cloud, so not the commercial cloud like they're using Google or Amazon or one of those. But what they're still going to get is the economies of scale because DHS has more than 200,000 employees. So even if they're all pushing it to the, to a private cloud that they're running or their vendors are running, it's still a huge decrease in costs. Richard Spires is the DHS Chief Information Officer. He says the agency will conduct a pilot in January. He didn't offer too many other details about how many people or who, but I imagine that he'll look for results very quickly. If he sees what he wants, then he'll expand this pilot and do this virtual desktop, this workplace as a service much more quickly to many more people.
Is there a lot of money here? How much are they expecting to save doing this?
Well, that, if you will, is the $64 million question. Spires would only say it's a significant savings, but it didn't have a specific number or percentage handy. Now, I know, for instance, and I'm going to pull something from the Army here, they say they can reduce the cost for emails of service by using the Defense Information Systems Agency's cloud by as much as 50% per person. So where they're spending $100 per person for email, now they can spend as little as $50 a person. So while we don't know DHS's savings specific, but even if you figure it's 10 or 15%, that's big money for an agency that spends tens of millions of dollars on these services each year. Now, DHS awarded this contract and to HP and CSC, different task orders, because HP and CSC run their data center consolidation contract. So in many ways, they're just building upon what they already are paying for, which is that infrastructure to support the concept of workplace as a service. It is basically another cloud offering. It's just a different type of cloud offering because DHS as well is moving down the path of emails of service, and they're looking at other cloud offerings. And I think that what Spires is saying here is we need to do our part. We need to lead from the CIO's perspective to save the money so we can go back into the mission. And he's seen the dollar signs in the cloud.
All right, let me take you back to the workplace as a service deal for a minute, because that sounds to me, mm-hmm. at least on the surface, an awful lot like a thin client. How is it different?
You're absolutely right. It's not different. It is the idea of a thin client. And in fact, when I talk to CIOs all the time, that idea of thin client is really coming back quickly. The idea of actually zero client is actually coming back just as fast. And a thin client is where you just have the screen, the mouse, the keyboard, and basically all you're doing is you're plugged into you have an internet connection. A zero client is even lighter than that. You still have the screen, the mouse, the keyboard, the docking station if you have a laptop, for instance, but you have a device that everyone centrally locates to, and then it goes out into the internet and goes to your data center. What agencies are finding is that the technology is good enough, the bandwidth is fast enough, that thin clients actually work again. And it's so interesting how things always come around this full circle.
All right, one thing that I heard a lot of at ELC this year, and I wonder if you're hearing it too, is the idea of agencies finally being a lot more open to working cross-agency collaboratively to try to drive down costs. Are you hearing a bunch about that down there?
That is starting to gain some momentum again. I think it kind of fits and starts. There's always that need for collaboration. I was talking to a GSA person at breakfast this morning when they talked about this idea of collaboration. And I said, well, you know, I get the feeling that agencies do collaborate. And the person said, yes, I think they do. The problem is what comes next? Do they follow through on that collaboration? We all, you know, agencies can come to a decision together around, okay, let's go down this path, let's say for cloud. But then they each go out with their own cloud procurements. And Spires even calls that one of the biggest problems agencies face because there's all these best practices and lessons learned, but no place where they all exist or can be shared easily. And I think it's part of that idea of working together, collaborating more. So, in fact, the CIO Council is going to create what they're calling a new collaboration platform. Now, if you remember, Francis, we had FedSpace. Mm-hmm. That kind of blew up. They had to cancel it when the eGov programs were cut.
Yep.
But Richard Spires, who's the CIO Council's vice chairman, he actually said we have a commercial solution, a commercial software that we're using. It's not very expensive. We're going to test it out with some of the government personnel on the CIO Council committees first, and then we'll see where it takes us. But he's excited because the idea here is we're all doing a bunch of good things, but if we can't share and talk and work together on them, then it doesn't really matter that we're doing them. So it's really a big push to do that. And in fact, Dave McClure talked about his innovation.gov platform. He's, again, bringing that idea out. He tried to introduce it back in May and didn't get a lot of traction. And it's the same concept that he talked about concept at ELC again, where the idea of every agencies are doing different innovations, different challenges. Well, what if we had one place that they could go and share that information and answer each other's questions? So you're seeing this really bigger push toward collaboration, because in part, everyone's got the same budget pressures.
I talked to Dave about innovation.gov, and you'll hear that later in the program on Federal News Radio. Maybe next we'll see collaboration.gov.
It probably exists somewhere already in someone's mind.
That's right.
Because it's definitely an important thing that agencies are really recognizing that, hey, if agency X has solved this problem, why should I try to resolve it? Now, the big challenge is trust was a big issue. Do you trust agency X's solution? And do you have to go back and go, okay, well, I like the way they did it, but let me go see for myself. And that's where the discussion around, for instance, FedRAMP, which is the cloud cybersecurity services, where you can do one set of standards, one set of certification accreditation for cloud services.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big question, whether agencies will trust DOD, DHS, and GSA that they met these certain criteria. Right now, what I'm hearing from CIOs around the government is a lot of trust but verify.